You guys want to come up here? All right. Have a seat. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
So, how many of you are going to start school this next week?
On Tuesday?
Yeah. Have any of you already started school? No? Okay. Are you excited for school? 50-50, that's fair enough. That's how I used to be too. Like 50-50, yeah. But some of us are really excited for school, right? Are you? Yeah? All right. Anybody not excited for school? That's fair enough too. Yeah. So, here's a question for you. How many of you like rules? Yeah?
Sometimes,
okay.
Sometimes,
great answer.
Yeah.
Some people change them up so you never really know where you stand, right? Yeah, those aren't good rules, are they? No. What kind of rules do you like?
Fair rules.
Fair rules. So fair rules are good, right? Because they sort of give us... Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Rules are not good.
Okay. But whether they're good or not, we sometimes have to follow them though, right? Yeah, there's the rub. So good rules are rules that we feel like are fair. And fair rules usually treat everybody the same, right? Do your parents make rules?
Yes.
Really? No. What kind of rules do your parents make? Eat your dinner.
Eat your dinner, that's
like,
it.
They give us a time limit. At like, they say you need to cut, like, you can only, we only usually are able to play outside for like 6 hours.
No. 6 hours? That sounds like a good rule. Play outside for 6 hours.
Yeah,
every day. Can you think of another rule that your parents make that's a good rule?
We have to like do everything before we can play electronics.
Okay. Everything else? Okay, just a sec. Let's let somebody else. Okay.
No jumping on the couch.
That? Okay.
Don't make a mess.
Don't make a mess.
Go to bed.
Go to bed. For heaven's sake, go to bed. What?
Sleep with dogs.
I love that rule. So, you know, we can all agree that sometimes it's rules are a good thing, right? Well, I've got a rule that I want to give you. And it's kind of funny because it's a rule that if you were listening to the story today, and I'm sure you were all listening to the story today, There's these religious leaders who really criticize Jesus' friends for washing their hands. Okay, well, we'll get to why they were criticized for that. But here's my rule. Wash your hands. Wash them often. Wash them before you eat. Wash them after you've touched a pet. Watch them after you've gone to the bathroom.
Wash them.
Wash them after you got the chicken's eggs.
Wash them after you've picked up the chicken's eggs. Wash them a lot, right? I mean, there's nothing that we can do that is going to help us to stay healthy more than washing our hands and washing them a lot, because that's how germs are passed. That's how germs get inside of us, and that's how we pass germs to everybody else. So do you know how long you should wash your hands for?
20 seconds.
You can do the ABCs. That gives you about 20 seconds. The other thing you can do is sing happy birthday to yourself twice through.
Happy birthday.
What if it's not your
birthday?
Happy birthday
to you.
What if it's not your birthday?
Then do the ABCs.
Okay.
It doesn't really matter. As long as you do them for 20 seconds, and 20 seconds... And hey, guys, this goes for all of you, too. Wash your hands. Wash them often. Wash them with soap and water for at least 20 seconds. Sing happy birthday to yourself twice. So, but the story today, okay, that story that we all listened to very carefully, was about some people who really wanted to get it right. You know, those religious leaders of the day, they really were sincere in the fact that they wanted to do things the right way. So they were criticizing Jesus's followers for not washing their hands like they thought that they should. But Jesus tells these people that they're worrying really about the wrong things, that the rules are actually getting in their way, and they're ignoring the really important things in favor of these precepts of man. Now, that's a big word, but rules that people make aren't nearly as important as the rules that God gave us. And do you know what two rules God gave us, as the Jesus gave us, as the most important rules of all? That was that we love God and that we love one another. And that's how we love God the best, is when we love one another and we show each other love. And these religious leaders were not showing the people that they were criticizing, they weren't showing them love. In fact, they were kind of acting like bullies. Yeah. And that's never a good thing, is it? So what is it that bullies do? Cut you down. Somebody else, what do bullies do? Go ahead.
They call you names.
They call you names. Make fun of you.
They repeatedly be mean to you.
They're mean to you over and over again. Can I help you with that? Is it usually really nice people to get bullied?
Yes.
Often?
Yes.
It really is, right? Go ahead, one more. What do bullies do?
Yell at you.
They yell at you. So, go ahead, Grayson.
They find something unique about you which they wish they had, and then they make fun of it because they wish they had it.
Yep.
Yeah, they're jealous of.
They're jealous. And you know, in some ways I feel a little sad for bullies, because they usually are trying to make themselves feel better by making the person that they're bullying feel worse. And
they want to feel good about themselves. They want to be popular, and they want them to not be.
Right. And so bullies are, they're really kind of sad people, right? So we can feel sad for bullies, but here's what we can't do. We can't let bullies get away with it, right? Jesus didn't let the bullies get away with it in the story today.
Speak up for yourself.
You have to speak up for yourself, and who else do you have to speak up for?
Other people.
Mm-hmm.
My sisters.
Mm-hmm. Your sister? Is that what you said?
And my sisters.
Okay, plural, sisters. So that's I think that's the really important thing in today's lesson, you know, is that not only, we can feel sad for bullies, we can feel sorry for them, but we can't let the bullies win. We can't let the bullies hurt us, and we can't let the bullies hurt our friends, because we love our friends, or our,
my dog.
Or your family, and we can't let them hurt our dogs, because bullies will do that too, right? Bullies are kind of indiscriminate. Bullies will bully whomever they think is weaker and vulnerable. And so, you know, if there's any lesson that I take from what I read today, and that I hope you guys can take to school with you on Tuesday, is let's not let the bullies win. You can tell your teachers if you're getting bullied or someone else is getting bullied. You can tell bullies to stop it. You can tell your parents, and the people that love you will help you to fight back at the bullies. You got something?
Yeah. Well, if they call you names, you could also just say, "Why, thank you." They'll be confused.
Did everybody hear that? If they call you names, say, "Why, thank you," and then they'll be confused. Okay, so two things, right? Treat people the way you want to be treated.
Golden rule.
Don't let the bullies win. And what do you think the third lesson is?
Wash your hands.
All right. Thanks, guys.